Memorial Day is past and gone. Did you have a nice vacation, everybody? Well, I had a pretty decent one. 8 days long. It was a long vacation. But it was good. Overall, it was good. This is June the 6th, 2022, the 157th day of the year, and there remains 199 days in this year. Welcome to A Voice of a People. My name is Linda Sims, and I stream live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Also, download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH. Or you can call in during this live broadcast today by calling 740-383-9944. And this is WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hole Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, free produce will take place June the 18th at Logos Christian Ministries. It begins at 12 noon over at 2 p.m. This takes place every third Saturday of every month. So mark your calendars for free produce. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. And thanks to all of you who listen faithfully. Thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in if it's your first time. And hopefully you will enjoy this show. I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. And it's titled, Best Help We Can Give. And it goes like this. To help others discover their talent is the best help we can give. Sometimes people are unaware of their talents or afraid to use them. But if we do not use the gifts we have been given, we can never be truly happy. Throughout our lives, people help us grow. As we grow older, we can help others too. Making others aware of the things they do well and subtly encouraging them to use their talents is the best way to help them progress. Making others aware of things they do well. Sometimes we fall short in that area, don't we? Well, we would like to do better about that, and encouraging people about the things that they do well. And they say things that people do well, they enjoy doing it. So that's why they do such a good job. And let's keep up the progress, okay? At this time, I turn my attention to my guest today, Tim Jones. How are you, Tim?
I'm doing well. Doing well. It's been a long weekend.
It has, hasn't it?
Yes.
I guess we all look at it differently. Holiday time, right?
Yeah.
It was a long one for me, too. So how you been, Tim?
I've been doing well. I've been doing really well. Can't complain, to be honest. I'm just trying to keep going. You know, so start a new endeavor. I work down in Delaware. I do CAD drawings and detailing. So I'm back on designing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm doing a little bit more designing again. So it's fun sitting at a computer all day.
Okay. I know when you said just coming from Delaware, I was thinking you was doing your mentoring program. Mm-hmm. You still doing that also?
Yeah, I'll be doing that on Tuesdays. I was doing it throughout the week, but now this is taking up a little bit more time. So, yeah, I'll be still doing that on Tuesdays.
Okay, so what you working on?
A lot. I'm working on these two commercial buildings, trying to get those things up as far as getting the drawings done and then getting it all mapped out. Getting it all planned out and the estimate and then, you know, the funding behind that. So that's been a long process. Currently about to, hopefully in the next month or so, have waters. So I have my own brand of water. I'm excited for that. So, and just, you know, just continue to, you know, design. You know, I'm getting ready to already put out my fall design for the clothing. I'm about to start designing that probably in the next 2 weeks or so. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep going, just trying to stay busy where I can.
Well, you're certainly good at that.
Yeah.
I think last I saw you was at
Arts Festival.
Arts Festival at McKinley?
Garfield Elementary.
Elementary school.
And yeah.
That was a big venture that you jumped into also. How was that for
you? That was super cool, man. Them kids, man, they show you a lot of love. Like the kindergartners and the third graders. Like, they just give you hugs and stuff all the time. Like, it's just, they full of love. They just real innocent. And I inspired a few of them to go into design. A few mentioned it. And, you know, a lot of them very artsy, you know. Especially when you're a kid, you already have that. Just that imagination, creativity, right. It's already there. So to kind of see them, you know, do different things. Like a kid, they was supposed to draw a skateboard. This kid cut one out of a cardboard and made like a 3D skateboard. Like,
really?
Their minds different. I'm like, wow, that's pretty cool. And just seeing things that they designed and made was just cool. And just the love they had was just overwhelming.
Great. I thought that was a good thing also.
Yeah.
With all the entrepreneurs there sharing with the kids. Jesse doing the bracelets
yes.
and the jewelry and stuff, you know. And they were really into it. And they had good questions that, you know, they asked. And like you said, you never know what's going to come out of that or who you inspired, you know, to do something with their own talents.
Yep.
And that's good. That And that was part of the message for today, you know. Inspire people. Mm. You know, to be better at what they're already good at.
Yes.
And you're good, Tim.
Thank you.
You're a very talented young man.
Thank you.
We thank God for you in the community and being an inspiration to not just children, but even young adults and older adults, you know, because dreams don't really go away.
Nah. No, they don't. They don't, but it's up to you to make them a reality.
That's true.
You
got
to work at it. You got to work
true.
At it. Only you can put it away in the closet, you know, so...
So Tim is saying, wake up out there, all you dreamers who have not put your dreams into fruition, right?
That's right.
Get busy out there.
Yeah. What's the worst going to happen? You know, go for it.
Right. What's the worst that could happen? Mm-hmm. You just might make it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Good. So I want to go back to the mentoring. It seems that... mental health issues are still, I guess, at high proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think a lot of that is coming from, Tim?
I think a lot of people, we look for a lot of ways to escape instead of dealing with the issue and the problems. And then I see a lot of times we self-diagnose ourselves. I feel like everybody say they have PTSD, and maybe they do, maybe they don't, some type of form, right?
Uh-huh.
But my question always is, when they say that, I'm like, well, how are you dealing with the trauma? What are you doing to get over the trauma, right? Because that's what PTSD, right? It's post-traumatic trauma syndrome, right? And usually... I don't think that really came around. That terminology didn't come around till like the 70s or something, 70s, 60s or 70s. But the prior terminology was shell-shocked. You were shell-shocked for people that was in the military, you know,
right.
That seen a lot of violence, that seen a lot of, you know, crazy things, right? So now it's just like it's almost like a general term. So it's just, I feel like we have to begin to deal with our issues and our problems. We have to begin to sort them out. We have to begin to work them out. We can't just say this is what it is or try to throw medication at every single thing, a pill at every single thing, and stop trying to escape. Like, let's deal with it. Let's go through the process and heal.
Wow. And that's good, because it seems to be on the rise. Seems like it settles down for a while, and then we had COVID and people was losing it because of COVID. COVID's still around. People are still getting COVID, and people are still dying from COVID. But the school shootings and the mass shootings in other places, it's a concern in our nation, in our cities, and people are afraid. There's a lot of fear out there.
Yeah. You know, fear bring on a lot of stress, you know. I don't really watch too much of the news, you know, and I don't try to be on Facebook as much. Too much negativity, keep feeding that stuff in your spirit, you know. What happens is your body fills up with cortisol. Cortisol is a hormone for stress. You know, whenever cortisol is present in the body, it's literally making you sick because it shuts down the immune system, right? Because your cortisol is for the fight or flight. You know, for the fight or flight. So either you're going to fight or you're going to flight. But if there's no adamant danger, then it's almost like an IV drip of cortisol. It's staying present in the body.
Right, right.
So therefore, you're physically sick and also you're mentally sick on top of that. So fear drives in sickness, you know. So if we're walking around in fear and we're seeing all this craziness that is going on, you know, and we're not trying to solve the issues and the problems and those type of things, and that's just the results that we're getting.
Right, right. Because they seem so unsurmountable. Mm-hmm. Like they're just too high to climb to even try to target, you know, with our own ability and our own mind. So I'm really concerned about it, because it's just on the rise, and people that you wouldn't even think are having these challenges now, mental health issues. Not saying that they're mentally deranged or incompetent, you know.
Right.
But like you said, they need these skills, to learn these skills of how to deal and cope with life every day.
Yes.
Not 3 or 4 days at a time or a year at a time, because that's overwhelming to anybody. Mm-hmm. You know, but now when I say that, do you think that people should not look to the future as far as where do I want to see myself in a year or 5 years or 10 years? How does that correlate with what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think people do need to envision themselves where they're at. For me, the next 5 years is probably one of the most important critical years, because a lot of times we overestimate what we can do in a year, right? Do all this stuff and you don't quite make it. I want to work out, but give yourself 5 years. You'll underestimate what you can do in five,
right?
So to me, the fifth year is super critical. Give yourself that time, and it's not that long. Like you think about, I think about high school. It was 4 years. It wasn't in a blink of an eye. You know what I mean? So those type of things. So give yourself a little bit of time to get to where you want, but use that year marker as a milestone to check and see where you're at, see if you're on pace. And then you also do that with the second year.
Right.
Where am I at now? Third year. Where am I at now? Fourth year. Am I close to that goal? And you might be past it in the fourth year, and it's time to revamp and do some more goals that you can progress towards. Right. But when we're progressing, it's a different type of feeling. When you're growing and you're moving forward, you're not experiencing the anxieties. You're not experiencing the depression. You're not experiencing the high volumes of stress. Matter of fact, you're enjoying the moment, because that's how God made us to be. He made us to be beings of growth, to continue to grow. Like everything in nature grows to its full potential, except for humans, and that's because our mind sets limitations on how far we can go.
Wow, that was big. Our mind sets limitations on how far we can go. So, in other words, you have to train your mind.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't, you won't really succeed in what you're trying to do, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because your mind is telling you, you can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'll kind of give you an example. Like, when I go work out, I don't count my reps. Like, I might put a timer on. Because I know sometimes what I notice, like, if I say I'm going to do this 15 times, that's how many times I'm going to do it. That would mean I can't go past that. But if I put a timer on there and just go and go and go until I hurt, or go until I feel like I can't push no more, I might get 25.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But a lot of times, I noticed that when I was younger, a lot of times you say 10, you go, your mind say, okay, we had 10. Let's stop. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So it's different ways to kind of psych your mind. Different ways to do it.
I guess so. And people don't even, I wouldn't even realize that. Mm-hmm. That's really what's stopping me, mm-hmm. my own mind, because evidently we've put limitations on it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And so a lot of times I'll put a timer on and be like, okay, one more. Mm-hmm. Boom, do one more. One more. One more. One more. Next thing you know, you got five more.
Wow.
You know?
Mm-mm-mm. Go figure, everybody. We learn something new every day, right?
That's right.
It's not worth living if you don't learn something
That's
new.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, my, my, my. So let's wake up our mind and inform our mind that we're going past the limits that we have already set.
That's right.
Right. Tell your mind what to do. That's almost like people say, tell your heart what to do.
Yeah.
Or who to love.
Yeah.
How does that work, Tim?
You know, I just think your body has to agree. You know, when you speak it, you know, God spoke and it was, you know. And when you begin to speak those things, they begin to manifest slowly but surely, you know. Right. You know, tell your heart who to love, you know. At the same time, if you believe that and you work into that and you put the effort into that, it's gonna come around. But you know, I hate to say, love is also a choice by both parties. you know, so just because I might say Halle Berry, you know, I love Halle Berry, you know, don't mean that's gonna happen, right? She has to have a choice in that angle, right, too, of that side. But if it is somebody that you guys are both, let's say, in agreement upon, right? Yes, absolutely. Set your heart to that. Set your heart to that and set your mind to that and understand you're going to have the ups and downs and, you know, but be willing to go through through those times, because that's what love's about, the good and the bad.
Wow. And, you know, as you saying that, it's like, okay, you don't want love to be a one-sided thing, but sometimes it is that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because one person has decided, I'm going to love this person, but they haven't decided they're going to love you back,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's right.
So Tim is also one of our mentors for our singles, Choosing God's Best, along with Kimba Hubbard.
Mm-hmm.
I usually have them on together as a dynamic duo, and they will be coming back hopefully June or July together. But if you have any questions or would like to ask Tim anything, please call in 740-383-9944. Or I think he's on Facebook Live.
That's right. Yeah, on my page.
On his page?
Mm-hmm. On my page, yep.
On Tim Jones' page. And mm-hmm. you can also text him any questions, and he will present them on the show and answer them on the show. So if you feel like doing that, do that. Because he is full of wisdom and
Thank
information.
You.
He just is, you know. That's why I still have him around. What's 2 years now?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
It's been quick. Been fast 2 years.
Don't even seem like
Mm-mm.
it. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. I've enjoyed you and your information
you.
And your wisdom and just your charisma.
Yes, I enjoyed you too.
And your push and your drive, you know, and I love it.
Thank you.
Because I know that you're not only doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for other people
mm-hmm.
that are listening, other people that are watching you on the outside. You know, they know who you are, they know what you're about, and that's, what else could you ask for? You know, people know you're not about playing,
mm-hmm.
you're about business.
Yes.
You know, and making it, and helping others make it.
That's right.
Wow, I just love it. Don't you just love that today, by helping other people make it and do their best at what they do? So, Tim, since we've also already jumped into the heart thing, there was an event this weekend, bowling.
Yeah.
For the singles ministry,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
So how did that go?
It was pretty good. I won.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm not a good bowler neither. So, nah, well, it was fun. It was very sociable. Everybody
good.
Was just, it was just a good time. Get to laugh, get to play. And, Kimber presented a new book, and it seemed very interesting. It was one of the chapters I started reading it a little bit when I had the book in my hand, and I think it's going to be a good one. So
oh, really?
I think we got another good book coming up. Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Great. Wow. because even the last one was good. Yes. I thought the first one was good, but then the last one really topped
that
one.
Yeah, it did. It did.
So this really has to be something else, this third book.
Yes.
I'm excited about reading it. So how many people showed up for that?
About six of us.
That was nice. Yeah. Turnout.
Yep.
Wow. I was in quarantine.
Yeah, all right. It's all good. We missed you.
Yeah, I missed being there. I really did. I don't have the strength back in my arm. I broke.
Mm-hmm.
So I probably wouldn't have been bowling anyway, but I could have been there, you know.
Yeah, I bowled both hands. I bowled right and left.
I had to work on it.
Yeah, you'll get it. It ain't too hard to throw a ball.
You know, on my trip, we flew to Atlanta. And 8-day trip. So, you know, I got two pieces of luggage. Not very much strength in the arm. I broke, and I'm struggling with this left hand, right? Still training in. Whooped my tail. Here. Oh, my gosh, I thought. And I had bought these new Skecher tennis shoes. Love white tennis shoes, right? They whooped my tail.
You didn't have a memory foam?
I must didn't.
Oh, man. Yeah, that memory foam, man, it give you, keep your back from hurting and everything. It's real good.
I was through. Even though the flight was great, beautiful landing, not a lot of turbulence at all, you know. When I got there, I almost just fell out. I was tired. For 2 days.
Yeah.
For 2 days, okay? So, when I was there, I had to buy another suitcase. I threw the other one in the trash.
Okay.
Because it had no wheels on it.
Yeah, you need some wheels.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I threw that in the trash.
Work smarter, not harder.
You're right about that. Goodness gracious. So, let's learn from our mistakes. Work better and not harder. Oh, my gosh. The trip is something else. So, now, we have talked about a little bit about dating. So, how have you benefited from some of the information you've gained from the singles ministry?
Oh, man, it makes you think a lot about your own motives and like the direction that you're wanting to go. Like that last book when it asked you, are you playing games? And that really made me reflect, like, damn, am I really playing games? You know what I mean? Like, how serious am I with dating? And, you know, you sit back and you reflect, what do you really want? And what are you really trying to get out of dating? And also, one of the big things was dating with a purpose. You know, I don't think I really had a purpose before until I honestly coming across that book and was like, oh, okay, the purpose is to date, to marry, you know, and what does that look like for you? What does it feel like for you?
Right,
you know,
all those
questions kind of come to mind, and you get to kind of, you know, imagine just like an artist, just like a kid, you kind of get to play with that in your imagination. What would that look like to you? What does it sound like? What does it feel like? You know, you're trying to use your senses with that. So it was a beautiful thing. Oh, I learned a lot.
Oh, yeah. I think that's because it's so easy for us to get stuck in a mode,
mm-hmm.
in a way of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even pay attention to why we even doing it.
Yeah.
This way or that way.
Yeah.
Or what do we really want while we're doing this? You
yes.
know, what are we looking forward to? We think we're headed toward that ultimate goal.
Mm-hmm.
But our actions
yeah.
show differently. You know, it's just, well, if it happened, it happens.
Yeah.
If it don't, it don't. Yeah. You know, I'll try the next one.
Yeah,
you know,
just leaving it to chance.
Yeah. That is, you're so right. That was so powerful of a lesson to learn from that book. Mm-mm-mm. Outdated.
Yeah, outdated.
Outdated
yep.
is the name of that book. I still suggest that to anybody who wants to read
yes.
up on dating. Outdated. Not that dating is outdated. The ways of God has intended for us to use in dating is outdated.
Yep.
That's why a lot of us are still running around in circles and not really getting anywhere when it comes to dating. You know, we don't have our head on straight. We don't have the right tools with us, you know.
Just winging it.
Just winging it.
Just winging it. I was just winging it. Like, ah, yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, this sounds good. Nope, didn't like that, you know.
That is so true. That is so true. Or they can just say one little thing, mm-hmm. right, that just wasn't. And y'all used to make fun of me, right? But you found yourself too, didn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. You sure did. Like,
oh, wow. Well, it doesn't take much. It's one little thing. Or look mm-hmm. at you wrong. Like, well, I know that ain't going to work. Well, I hope you all are laughing with us because, hey, we're just talking about what's real.
Yeah.
What's real. And, you know, people are real. We all go through the same thing. Nonetheless, you know, some of us know exactly what we want and exactly how to go about getting it. But I do know this. The Lord told me to prepare the field. So, and I'm like, now what does that look like, Tim? Mm-hmm. Help us with that. How do we prepare the field?
Well, I feel like you got a line task ahead. You know, just like sort of like when you have that chore list, you know what you have to do. Now it's a matter of getting it done. And everything to each his own has its particular steps, you know. Just like in cooking, you gotta
recipe.
You got the recipe. Right. You got to work it in order and all those things. Because if you one step out of order, then the whole recipe is messed up. Now you got a blah. You don't know what you got. You know, didn't bake right. Didn't cook right. Doesn't taste right. You know, those type of things. So in that, preparing the field is you got your list, and then you got to work your list, and you got to do it in order, in orderly conduct. Because God is a God of order.
Yes,
you
he
know?
Is.
And so anytime we step outside of that, it's disaster. Just like if you step outside that recipe, it's going to be a disaster somewhere.
Yes, I messed up many recipes.
Mm-hmm, me too.
Ended up in the trash. Definitely. Wow. Mm-hmm. Do it in a minute. I think mm-hmm. my trash can has had more recipes than I've eaten in the past couple months. But
yeah, absolutely. And,
wow.
You know, you got to take your time with it. Like people always ask you, what's the key to cooking, you know? Taking your time.
Yes.
Take your time with it. You don't rush nothing on the stove, you know?
Right. That's how I learned to cook greens.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting them on low and let it take its time. It seasoned itself, and it was so delicious.
Yep.
People was giving me all kind of compliments, you know?
Yeah, like, I did that.
Yeah, never done it before. It took
That's
me
cool.
years to do that. But you're right. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be in a rush.
Yep.
And hurry. Because that's when we mess up.
Yeah.
When we be in a hurry. Wow. Well, look like you've learned a lot of lessons from singles, choosing God's best.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
conference.
And I'm still learning. I'm still learning. Every day I'm still learning. I want to share this with the people. One of the most important things I think I learned recently, and I'm practicing it is myself. I'm learning not to punish people for doing the right thing, right? And I'm going to give you an example. Let's say somebody clean up the whole house, and they forget to take out the trash, and you come in the house, and you miss the whole house being clean. You're like, why didn't you take out the trash? You just, you know what I'm going to say? You know what? Don't even worry about it. Forget that trash. If you get this whole house, I'll never do that again, type deal, right? So I'm trying to stay aware of not punishing people for doing the right thing. And I'm starting with my daughter. Not that she does the wrong thing, but I'm so detail-oriented that I see so much stuff. Like, I'm going to tell you, the other day, I went to the bathroom. I looked on my counter, and I see footprints. I said, my bathroom counter? Yeah, I just wanted to see my outfit. And I started to say something, but like, she just wanted to see her outfit. I can just wipe it off, right? She did what I asked her to do. She went upstairs, she got dressed, she did her hair, she brushed her teeth. She wanted to see how she looked. So if I would have been like, don't be standing on my counter, you know what I'm saying, da-da-da-da-da, I'm punishing her for doing the right thing. She did what I asked her to do. Right, and so those are little things. I'm really trying to work on that with everybody that I come across, and not always look at what's missing or what's wrong.
Or what you missed.
Yeah, or what I missed.
It wasn't perfect.
Yeah, I wanna see what's right.
Right.
And what they got to offer, and what they have to gain, and all the beautiful things of it.
Right.
Not the negative end.
So you don't have your daughter a full length mirror?
Nah. Well, actually, we got like three of them downstairs. We got like three big ones downstairs.
But she can see her whole body?
Yeah, she can see her whole body, but she was upstairs.
Oh, you got to get her one for upstairs. She got to have one for there, too. Way she won't do that again.
Yeah,
right?
We got three huge mirrors downstairs.
Yeah.
Big.
Yeah. And she could have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of... That was kind of risky for her to even get up there.
Yeah, that,
you know, but kids.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. She's fearless. It's nothing to her. She don't even think about it.
Wow. But, you know, I know where you're going with that and where that's coming from, because I think people who are perfectionists,
mm-hmm.
they're always looking for what's perfectly done.
Yep.
And if there is one little thing that's not done, they see that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's like even with my designs, I have to learn to accept it. Like, where it's at, I'll be like, oh, I could have did this, could have did this.
Right, right.
Did this and change this up. I'm like, nah, leave it alone. Like, you have to learn that. You have to learn that.
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. So I'm a perfectionist myself. I already know where it's at.
Yep.
You know, sometimes I just have to just leave it alone and go.
Yep.
It is what it is. Yep. I got on what I got on. I'm out.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But I remember making that mistake with my grandson, bringing home his grade card. Did I see the B's and the C's and maybe an A? Yeah. But I really saw the D and the mm-hmm. F. You know what I mean? And I targeted that, and his mom did too. And he was like, oh, you didn't see all the good I did?
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep, and that thing hit you in the gut, like, oh, my gosh.
We magnify it.
Yeah.
We magnify the bad.
And it made him feel so bad.
Yep.
Why am I even trying to do good mm-hmm. here and there, you mm-hmm. know, when...
All you're going to do is highlight my bad. Yep.
That was a hard lesson to mm-hmm. learn. It really was. Because you don't want to... stop a person from doing good.
Mm-mm.
You want them to do good, you know? Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, and that's bringing out, you know, like you said, the word of the day, you know, you got to bring out those talents, bring out those attributes, bring out the best of that person.
Yes, wow.
Yeah, I think we all need more of that, you know? I think the country would be in a good place if we did that. Just a little bit more.
A whole lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Whole lot more. Especially those people that we're not really paying attention to.
Yeah.
The ones who are really losing it and missing the mark and mm-hmm. we're not really paying attention to, but they're out there just buying guns and ammunition. And why no one paying attention to them? You know?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, a lot of times when we run off of fear and stress, it's like, you know, you got to protect yourself or whatever it may be, or you got to be prepared, especially with all the craziness that the news is showing, all the craziness that's going on, and you know what I mean? It can be a Mad Max world. It can seem like that. But I try to, me personally, I try to more so focus on what's good and what's going on, and then the world seems less Mad Maxed, you know?
Right. I think I'm there too, since I don't have regular cable anymore, mm-hmm. just the Fire Stick.
Yeah.
I'm not on the news like I was every day. I was on that news, you know. So when something does happen and I get wind of it and I pay attention to it to see what has really happened, but it's not that everyday drill, you know, which is so discouraging. And it takes away a lot of hope.
Mm-hmm.
People need hope.
Oh, yes.
You know, that we can survive. We can make it in gas, $5 a gallon, right?
Yeah, it's going to be $6 by the end of summer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're making big money right now.
Why? They taking back the stimulus money?
I don't know. You know, anything, like for me, I don't really follow politics. I follow money. But a lot of times when inflation goes up, the seem like crude oil and all that stuff goes up with it. That's just a pattern I've seen from watching stocks and stuff when I was younger. So it just makes sense. I mean, hey, ain't nothing you can do about it. Just go put in what you can put in and go where you can go, you know? Because they ain't going, I don't care how much you complain, they ain't about to lower them prices yet.
Yeah, sure.
We in the summertime, it's driving season. Oh, it's traveling season. People want to go on vacay, they're going to maximize that dollar.
I thank God I got a little car and a little tank.
Yeah, get some motorcycles and some mopeds and stuff. You know what? Guys, just start walking a little bit more. You know, that's and that will help with your mental health, too. You know, you get to walk and think. And, you know, I'd like to do a lot of walking in the summer anyway, summer and the fall and spring.
Right. So, well, you walk a lot anyway.
Yes. Yeah. Man, I get a lot of peace.
Good.
A lot of peace from that.
Good.
Helps me.
Walking is peaceful, people.
It is. It helps me. It helps me with my mental. And riding on the boat, too. I just picked that up, like, last year.
Okay.
My dad and mom, they have a boat. And so we go out on the boat, and it's just us.
That
and it's
water.
Just the water, and just God, and just peace. Yeah, so.
Wow. How large of an area do they put their boat on? Lake Erie?
We haven't went up to Lake Erie yet. We go to Allen Creek in Delaware
okay.
a lot. So we just go out there and they take the grandkids. And sometimes it's just me and them. And we just be at peace. Just ride the waves, ride the water, ride the waves.
Wow.
Ride the waves.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm not too fond of all that water, but I might try
Put your life vests on. You got to wear one anyway. Put it on. I promise you they work. My kids, they love it. Like, they are water kids. They will be in the water all day long.
And kids love water.
Yeah. They don't care about jumping out to the middle. They got their vest on. They just be out.
Wow. My sister has a pool.
Mm-hmm.
The one I visited for my vacation, that water was ice cold. Mm-hmm. Those kids was jumping in there with their life jackets on like it was nothing.
Yep.
The boys just swim like fish. I'm like, oh my gosh. I put my feet in there, my body went
can't
into shock.
Yeah, can't do it, I promise you.
Yeah, like it's nothing. You know, mm-hmm. like, wow, go ahead, y'all. But water, peace. It's peaceful.
Yes.
Mm. Well, it seems like we should be doing a lot of these things this summer, like gas is out to Wahoo and
yeah.
walk more or get you a bike.
Yeah.
Pedal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Make sure you buy a lock. But, yeah. you know, get you a bike, pedal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing.
Yeah. Get that brain going. You know, you walk, it creates dopamine. You ride a bike, it creates dopamine. It makes you feel good. That's
good.
Exercise.
Good.
Get healthy. Let's get healthy this summer.
Won't have much choice.
Healthier, yeah. Eat a lot of fruits and veggies.
Yes, you know, yes,
drink
yes.
a lot of water. Let's
yes,
go. Let's all yes. get outside.
Yes, absolutely. The government's going to make sure we do. Seemed like just not too long ago we was going through that, weren't we? Like mm-hmm. people were buying more bikes and was riding more bikes. I'm thinking now, how long ago was that? Not too long ago, right?
I don't think so.
Like 10 years or something like that, maybe?
Yeah. I know bikes was very prevalent back in the day.
Yeah.
Very, very, very. And I do see a lot more people biking, but it's more towards like the city, though. Bigger cities, a lot more people ride bikes and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you can rent, like, the electric scooters and stuff like that. Like, bigger cities, you'll see more people walking and, you know,
right.
doing all that stuff.
Right,
you know, just smaller cities, we just, like,
lazy.
Let's go.
More lazy.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's not even that far to walk from one side of town to the other. We in small old Marion, you know what
right.
I mean? Take about 10 minutes.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a long way to go.
Yeah, no.
So, is the war still going on?
Is it a war?
In Ukraine?
Shoot, I have no idea.
See there?
I don't keep up. I don't keep up with it. I haven't. Maybe they can tell us out there. I have no idea.
Oh, who knows if the war is still going on. Me and Tim haven't been very good about the news.
Yeah, no.
Right. We're just reminiscing and having a talk show today. Yeah. And
like my brother and them, they more into politics and stuff like that. So if they mention it, then I might get a whiff of it. Like, okay.
Right,
that's crazy.
Right, wow.
You know, but I don't.
I'm with you. I haven't paid any attention to it either.
Nah.
Seemed like it's like doesn't even matter right now.
Nah.
I haven't heard anything about it. So, oh yes, I did. Just come to think of it, Putin said he was tired of the United States giving Ukraine some type of missile. If they don't stop, he's gonna, target us. So,
well, good luck.
Good luck with the politics. But we do want to make sure everyone is registered to vote. We do have a big election coming up in November. Every election is very important. I want to really stress that, because sometimes after a big election or a presidential election, we get lazy and we don't really care about the issues or things that are going on. And sometimes it's the little issues that get really, really big.
Yep.
And then it becomes a problem because we didn't pay attention to it.
Yeah, and make sure you guys vote for, like, your local officials. Like, really get involved locally. Like, like, on a federal level, it's important. State level is more important. But that local government, your local government, what's going on in your city, your town, if you don't like what's going on, you have to get yourself out there to these meetings, you know, and hear what these people have to say and see what they're doing and see if their words match up with their actions and all those things. Like, really educate yourself on what's going on in your city in order for you to make a good adequate vote into bring in change that you want to see. Like, really get involved locally. Know what's going on around in your local neighborhoods.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, we just don't want to wait around until there's something really big or a president mm-hmm. to vote for. We want to make sure that things are going the way we need them to in our own cities, like Tim was saying. We don't want to be passive, but let's be a little bit more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And the myth that my vote does not matter or does not count, it's a myth. Mm-hmm. That's a lie. It does count. And it does matter. Your opinion always matters. So hopefully we can do better about voting. Want you to register, but just because you registered don't mean I did my part.
Yeah.
Got to go all the way to the ballot.
Yep.
You need
finish
to know.
Finish the race.
Yep,
you
finish
started,
the race.
You started, finish the race.
Yes. Yes, it's very important. Very important. Because how can we do better if only a certain percentage of people participate? Then they're getting their way most of the time because mm-hmm. you feel like you don't matter. But we all matter. Everyone matters. In this world, whether you vote, whether you don't vote, you still matter. So let's use our energy and put forth our power to let our voices be heard. So I think that's a good one.
Yes.
Tim agrees with that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep, so do you have a lot of people you're mentoring right now?
Well, just a few here and there, but my mentoring don't stop with just like, I got a select group of people. I'm always trying to encourage and inspire people that I come across to not only just do better or where I can offer sound advice or inspiration, I do. Like, it just doesn't stop from one. You know, okay, this is where I'm at. I got these five people. No, it's on a consistent basis, and it's with a little bit of everybody.
Right.
You know? And it's just wherever I can help them, you know, and encourage them and inspire them.
Right.
I'm there.
That's 100%. Good. That's good. I know your job needs you. That's my kids checking up on me. See if I'm at home. And
I'll be calling back.
When I get home. I'm like, wow, I can't go anywhere. I can't do anything. Mom, you doing this. Mom, you doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You got your mask on.
Yep. They on you.
So, thank you for listening to A Voice of the People with Linda Sims live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Thank you, Tim, for being my guest today. I really enjoyed you.
Thank you.
I had fun. Hopefully, you all had fun. Hopefully, I'll be on tomorrow. My kids allow me to. But if not, be blessed. It's my intention to be here with you tomorrow. So, enjoy your day. We're supposed to have a storm coming through. Be careful out there. Be blessed. Love you all. Till next time. Linda Sims. Bye.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM. From Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have problems with our transmitter, which is above you. Yeah. All you'd have to do is raise your hands and energize our transmitter.
To formerly of WNCI, Weasel Boy, is that true? I've never